preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, welcome, folks.
We're from North California and
South Alabama, and up here in North Dakota just as well. All around the country, wherever you may be, welcome to the Trump Phenomenon Sunday Spectacular Radio Show. 2 hours of nonstop thrills and spills. And if you want to make it more thrilling, you can call in at 800-313-9443. And you might add some spills even. That happens now and then. I'm James Kelso. I'll continue to be that for the next 2 hours together. It's the day today is June 20. Get real close here. 28th. Oh, my gosh, the countdown. Hoo-wee. I'm not enjoying this countdown at all. We're on the launch pad, folks. You know, the astronauts are strapped in, and they close the door. They're up there. How high is are these new rockets? 20 stories? How high are they up in the air? I think the new rockets are even bigger. The new rockets even bigger than the shuttle rocket. Anyway, that's what I feel like. I feel like I'm up in that capsule. The door is closed, and we're sitting on thousands of tons of highly volatile fuel. What are they using for fuel nowadays? I think they've come up with some better fuels. So here we go. Did I forget any preliminaries here? No, I didn't. I think you're all set. I've got an audio I want to play for you from our namesake, Donald Trump. His Twitter account now has, I'll look at it later, but he's added another 100,000 followers. And listen to this. Now, this is a tweet. The president is retweeting somebody, and you know better than I do. Most of you are probably better at Twitter than I am. You know that when you retweet somebody, you're saying, hey, I like this. These are my words. Someone else is saying what I believe. That's generally what a retweet means. And in the case of Donald Trump, that is for sure what a retweet means. And so listen to this young lady. I have no idea what her name is. She's very young. I don't know what age she is. I'll just guess. I'll just look at her here and guess 18, just a guess. And she's got an American flag behind her. She's got an American flag T-shirt on with a flag and kind of an army jacket. Green eyes, maybe blonde hair, and boy, is she brilliant. So I have no idea what state she's in, but the president is retweeting her. So what she says in a moment. Figure it's coming from Donald Trump himself, and you'll hear some lines in here that will knock your socks off. So here it comes. You can hear it from her voice, 18 years old, or Donald Trump's 74-year-old voice. Here she comes.
I apologize for it. I'm not allowed. If I say all lives matter, I'm a racist. If I stand for my flag, I have to apologize for it. I'm not allowed to go to church, but I can burn churches to the ground. I'm not allowed to open my own business, but I can go loot and destroy other people's businesses. If I wear a badge, have a gun, and I'm dressed in blue, I'm a racist pig. But if I walk around destroying my city with bricks and masks, I'm considered a peaceful protester. I'm not allowed to peacefully protest the lockdown at my Capitol, but I can go destroy and graffiti my Capitol. I'm not allowed to go to the park to play T-ball with my family, but I can destroy the park. I'm not allowed to protect our historical monuments and history, but I can go tear them down and have them lay on top of people. I'm not allowed to have an opinion on racial matters because I'm white, but if I don't have an opinion on it, I'm the reason why people are oppressed. I can go riot in the streets with the BLM, but if I go to a Trump rally, COVID-19 magically appears. Does anyone else not see the hypocrisy in all of this? I am done with your bullshit. If I say all lives matter, I'm a racist. If I say...
Okay, she was starting over again there. I love this young lady, and I guess the president does too. Certainly does. He put her up in front of, let's see, what is the count right now? Let me remember where she is down here because it's way down. He's got so many tweets. 82.5 million followers just got to hear her. And it's so good. She voices a number of thoughts which we have never heard uttered by any American president or even maybe U.S. Senator, any big Republican, I don't think what she says we've heard. But this is what we've been yearning to hear. So let's just listen to her again. It's short. It's only 57 seconds. I wish I could be as power-packed in 50 seconds as she is. I'm not going to even try.
If I say all lives matter, I'm a racist. If I stand for my flag, I have to apologize for it. I'm not allowed to go to church, but I can burn churches to the ground. I'm not allowed to open my own business, but I can go loot and destroy other people's businesses. If I wear a badge, have a gun, and I'm dressed in blue, I'm a racist pig. But if I walk around destroying my city with bricks and masks, I'm considered a peaceful protester. I'm not allowed to peacefully protest the lockdown at my Capitol, but I can go destroy and graffiti my Capitol. I'm not allowed to go to the park to play T t-ball with my family, but I can destroy the park. I'm not allowed to protect our historical monuments and history, but I can go tear them down and have them land on top of people. I'm not allowed to have an opinion on racial matters because I'm white, but if I don't have an opinion on it, I'm the reason why people are oppressed. I can go riot in the streets with the BLM, but if I go to a Trump rally, COVID-19 magically appears. Does anyone else not see the hypocrisy in all of this? I am done with your bullshit. If I say all lives matter, I'm a racist.
Now, folks, you know, that's not coming from, you know, out of control Kelso. That's coming from your and my president, the most important single man in the galaxy. And the, you know, I think my little boy, my 8-year-old, told me, tell me if this is right. Any of you out there that are more hip on science than I am. My 8-year-old told me yesterday that he says, Dad, I want to tell you something about our galaxy. I said, okay. He said, do you know how long it takes light to cross our galaxy? I said, no. He said, 150,000 years, Dad. Now, has he got that right? That's amazing. 8 years old. Anyway, I think he's right. That rings a bell with me. Anyway, the most important man in this galaxy is Donald Trump. And he just put that young lady's incredible 57-second power-packed statement in front of his 82.5 million followers. And he has many more followers than that. He has lots of followers on Facebook and other accounts. I don't know how many accounts he has. Hundreds, way over 100 million followers. And then there are all these people. I don't even know if I'm listed as a follower because I'm not on Facebook. So when I try to follow something, I think I have to sign up for Facebook to be a follower. So there are many, probably millions and millions of people like me who are followers, but we're not counted. Oh my goodness, that was wonderful. That's my high point. I can't tell you how many times I've replayed that statement. And I like that last one. I'm done with your, I'll just say BS. Oh, if there are more like her, we're going to be okay. If we don't have enough more like her, we're up the creek without a paddle. Oh my goodness. Oh, the president. And you know, I'll tell you what, the key to this election is going to be the two things I'll talk about today: left-wing control of the media and left-wing control of the universities. And let me tell you who did the most powerful TV show on this subject I've ever seen. Yesterday, Mark Levin on Fox had two guests. One was a Professor Ellis, if I'm recalling his name correctly, who's an old guy like me, who teaches at, as I recall, University of California, Santa Cruz. The other was a younger professor at, I believe it was George Mason University. Sorry, I didn't write these things down in my hand as I was watching. I was too mesmerized by how powerful the statements were. This professor at George Mason, I'm going to try to come up with his name for you, and the title of his book. I think it's Left Turn is the title of his book. I'm just grasping there. And Professor Ellis, I think, has a book too. But Professor Ellis talked about the academy, universities, colleges, and the George Mason professor talked about the media. Let me think about this. Did I get that backwards? I got it right, I think. The Yes, I did get that right. Wow, what a show. And young ladies like this one we just heard, they are going to become rarer and rarer if we don't fix something that Professor Ellis was talking about. Just off the top of my head, I'm going to remember numbers that he recited. Guess what the ratio of left-wing professors to right-wing professors, liberal to conservative, guess what the ratio was in 1970? And I might be a little bit off here in my years, or just a little bit off, but my final number is right on the money. It was 3 liberals for every 2 conservatives back in 1970. I was in college. I remember that very well. 3-2. I can kind of live with that. That's not reflective of the American people. Liberals don't outnumber conservatives in America. Conservatives very much outnumber liberals. But 3-2, I can live with that. By 1999, let's see, he gave several years. I think by 1999, he said the ratio was 3-1, liberals versus conservatives. By 2006, the ratio was 5-1, liberals to conservatives. Now, I'm not happy at this point. I'm very upset at this point. But we're not going to leave it right there. So I know you and I mean, we're on the warpath. If we've got to pay for universities and colleges where left-wingers outnumber patriots 5-1, hey, I don't want it. Sorry, I'll decline on that. Cancel that. But folks, that's not where it's at. It's not 5-1. We're not in 2006 anymore. We're in 2020. Guess what the ratio is today of left-wing professors to right-wing or liberal to conservative? It's 48-1. 48-1. Ouch. Ouch. 96% left-wing. This is from Harvard down to the University of California, down to Cal State, down to, you know, Okefenokee Community College. All your university and colleges, 48-1. It is there. Let's put it this way. And this Professor Ellis made the point. It's a total monopoly in our colleges. And they're not just left, they're not just liberal, they're far left. And we are excluded. There are this little holdout of people like Professor Ellis, who looked like he was about 70 or older, and surely with tenure. So he's in that 4% that are conservative, but he's over 70 years old. Professor Ellis said in the new hires of associate and assistant professors, it's 50-1. We're invisible. Now, look how the deck is stacked, folks. Where are all of the influential people? From whence are they hired? Everybody who's going to be a top attorney, a top executive in a company, a top appointee in a bureaucracy or a new hire in a bureaucracy. They're all hired, all of them, from these colleges. We'll be right back. Let your heart beat fast till we come back in just a moment.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Yes, indeedy, folks, let's rebuild America first. I was just talking with the engineer, and I do believe he was all excited, and I'm certainly all excited by what I believe to be an upcoming event. Donald John Trump, Big Bad John himself, at Mount Rushmore, OMG, at Mount Rushmore on the 4th of July with fireworks. Yeehaw! Take me there! Oh, it'll be summer weather. God will cooperate. There won't be, it'll be beautiful weather. Who cares how hot it is, just as long as it's not, I don't know, who will care? In fact, I'd like to watch fireworks in a lightning storm with a tornado. I don't care. The and we won't care. We patriots won't care. And if it's 105 degrees, hey, that's just fine. So rain, who cares? But, you know, folks, talk about big gatherings. Are you familiar with, there is a big gathering at right next to Mount Rushmore every year. Do you know what I'm talking about? That's right. Sturgis, the huge, the biggest motorcycle camp rally, I think, in the world. And I've never been to Sturgis. I've been to Mount Rushmore, never been to Sturgis. I've got neighbors who go to Sturgis. We'll go this year. And, you know, maybe I could hitch a ride. And there's an idea, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, but we'll all be there. I'm telling you, we'll all be there virtually online for sure. And this could be the rally. You know, the president got cheated and lied to by the left in the Tulsa rally. The pukes of the media managed to keep a few thousand people that would have been in Tulsa didn't come because the left managed to frighten them with their Bolshevik rioting. Who wants to bring their little kids to a Bolshevik riot? No patriot I know. And then, or even bring your wife. You know, a few of the guys might not mind going, but the families, I'll keep my family at home. And then the other thing they frighten people with, of course, is the COVID-19 hoax. And this is a serious matter, folks. There, unfortunately, there are lots of good patriots who have been terrorized and terrified by the doctor, using the term loosely, Anthony Fauci-stein panic attack or pandemic panic, that this is something way more. I had people, good patriots, this weekend tell me, oh no, Kelso, this is not, why are you calling this just a flu? It's much worse than a flu. It's really much, much, much worse. I said, well, do you know anybody who's got this much, much, much worse? No. Well, I don't either. Have you heard of anybody? Do any of your friends know somebody else who got it? No. Oh, well, what's wrong with that picture? What you're afraid of, nobody that you know or have heard of has ever had. And then eventually I'm going to run into somebody who's actually had it. And by the way, if you've had it, call in at 800-313-9443 if you're willing to share a little of your experience. You don't have to identify yourself. Just say you're Ricky in Mount Rushmore, okay? And tell us what's it like to have this current flu season's flu. Well, how sick did you get? What's it feel like, et cetera, et cetera? I'm willing to bet a dollar to it, and you takes your bets, you takes your chances. I'm willing to take my chances you had a flu that was just like the flus I and everyone else have had in our lifetime. Is there anybody who's never had the flu in their whole life? So what might it be? A fever for a short time? You might puke once. You might have a runny nose. You might have a headache. Your eyes might get bloodshot. I mean, it's the flu. Anyway, so they kept people away with that from Tulsa. But now, when we get to Mount Rushmore, they're in South Dakota, is what we're talking about, folks. And let me get my map up here, and I'll place it exactly for you. It's not exactly accessible for lots of people. You couldn't get sort of more, you couldn't get further away from people than Mount Rushmore. You're right next to Wyoming, which is the least populous state in America. We'll be right back, and I'll have my map for you. Come on back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Okay. We're
then
back, folks. I was locating some valuable information for you. I wasn't asleep at the wheel. Boy, oh boy, we're talking about Donald John Trump coming to Mount Rushmore, South Dakota. You know, the great statuary. Oh, look at the connection, the statuary connection. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln. Ooh, yes. The left loves to hate all those guys, actually. The first three more than the last, but they hate them all. And nice, 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 nice. Of course, all we patriots would like to see Donald Trump's visage up there at Mount Rushmore. But What a connection. And this is he's coming the 4th of July. Today is, what did I say the date was? It's June 28th. So that's a week away. Oh, my gosh. Now, how many people, I mentioned Sturgis, the motorcycle rally. That's the first week of August. So it's not quite exactly positioned at the same time. Guess what the largest attendance at Sturgis ever recorded was? It's 10 days long, Sturgis. You got to be sitting down for this to know how many people, how many American patriots, and most of those motorcycle riders at Sturgis, they're patriots. I mean, you don't want to be a left-wing loony with a left-wing loony sticker on your motorcycle or the back of your jacket at Sturgis. 2015, what's your guess? How many patriot bikers were there? Let's say there were five of them that weren't patriots. So how many is the total of those that were patriots there? Make your guess. No, you're too low. Higher. No, higher. Come on, keep coming up. Come on, don't be shy. 739,000. And these are people who, for the last three quarters of a century, Sturgis, I think, goes back to the 1930s. There are millions of American patriots who've been to Sturgis. My neighbor goes to Sturgis. I'm in North Dakota, which I guess is pretty close. But they come from everywhere, from California to Maine, Florida to Washington, to Alaska, to Hawaii. You ever, those bikers that ride across from Hawaii? Now, those are men. So, in Sturgis, what's the population of Sturgis that handled 739,000 people in 2015? That's the year Donald Trump came down the escalator, dropped down out of the clouds, came out of the blue 1 month earlier than Sturgis. That may be why there was such a big crowd. We were invigorated by that man who came down the escalator with Melania. Sturgis has a population of 6,600 people, but they can handle 739,000. So there you go, folks. This could be to quote our president, huge rally. It's going to be outdoors, I would think. Have you been to Mount Rushmore? You got to go. You stand there on a sort of a bluff or a promontory facing across a ravine up, and you're looking up at the presidents. It's magnificent. Oh, it's beautiful. And let me remember the name of the sculptor. Gutzon Borglum. Was that the sculptor? How do I remember things like this? And Gutzon Borglum is the sculptor who carved Stone Mountain just east of Atlanta. Have you seen that one? Wow. As that Hungarian guy says, who's sadly departed now, with that wink, he says, wow. One of the president's favorite exclamations. So, holy cow. This is coming right up. Let me see if the president lists anything. Let's go to, if you want to check on the president's events, go to Donald J. Trump. I'm going there now. .com. And he's got a button for events. Let's just see what he's got here. I don't know. Let's see what's going on. I can see he might have reason to not advance too far in advance. He only advances, he's only announcing out to June 30th here. And there's no actual in-person event. Let's just see here. Looking down, scrolling down the page, he's doing lots of online events so he can be all over the country all at the same time. He's really getting his computer game up to par here. Let's see here. So far, I don't see any. Oh, it's a long list of things. Gee, many. Whoa, every state all over the place. This list is longer than it's ever been. All right. So there you go. Let's get enthusiastic about that. Then now I'll return. The engineer got me off on that jag right there. So now let's go back to the what I was talking about earlier. I looked up the name of the other professor. I believe the two professors, John Ellis, professor at UC Santa Cruz. Boy, did that used to be a wonderful place in the 1960s when I was there. I remember what a beautiful, oh, geez. Anyway, meanwhile, California has gone pretty far down the tubes. John Ellis of UC Santa Cruz, and then Tim Grossclose, not a German name, Grossclose, that'd be an English name, wouldn't it? Tim Grossclose, younger man, and I believe he's a professor at George Mason. Let me find his book. Left Turn is the title. Left Turn. And that's kind of a funny thing for me because my high school classmate and, you know, quiz team partner and debate team, you know, member, Michael Medved, he wrote his own first autobiography entitled Right Turns. You're not going to believe this. And in the book, he credits two people. He says there are two people who influenced me to turn away from the left-wing ideology of my parents and grandparents and my family, which is all left-wing Democrat. A Russian Jewish heritage. He said there's one thing that two people that caused me to turn away and make a right turn to being a conservative. And he said one of them is Dick Cheney. Oh God, please. Forget I ever said the name Dick Cheney. But anyway, but then the second person, he said, he was a right winger, a John Bircher, and this person, who was my high school classmate, changed my mind about whether you could be a nice person and be a right winger, and that was Jamie Kelso. Isn't that funny? So I'm in that his autobiography. You can look it up, find it in the bookstore, but we don't have bookstores anymore, do we? Right Turns. But here, this title of this book is Left Turn by Dr. Tim Grossclose, a professor of political science, at UCLA. So I'm wrong about George Mason, I think. He has spent years constructing precise quantitative measures of the slant of media outlets. He does this by measuring the political content of news as a way to measure the PQ, or political quotient, of voters and politicians. Among his conclusions are, okay, get this. This is a book I think I want to buy. I do know I want to buy it. Left Turn, How Liberal Media Bias Distorts the American Mind. Among his conclusions, one, all mainstream media outlets have a liberal bias. So that would include Fox. Two, while some supposedly conservative outlets, such as the Washington Times or Fox News Special Report, do lean right, their conservative bias is less than the liberal bias of most mainstream outlets. Grossclose contends that the general leftward bias of the media has shifted the political quotient, the PQ, of the average American by about 20 points. Now listen carefully to this is very brilliant science from Tim Grossclose. His book is Left Turn. I met him on the Mark Levin show yesterday. Mark Levin talked to him for a long time. I think Levin's, is it a two-hour show or is it even longer? But Levin goes very thoroughly with his guests, more thoroughly than any other host. He doesn't jump around. He focuses and nothing wrong with jumping around. That's what I do. But you need somebody that focuses. He says, by about 20 points on a scale of 100, the difference between the current political views of the average American and the political views of the average resident of Orange County, California, or Salt Lake County, Utah. So, and I don't get that last reference, but the point is, on a scale of 100, here's what Gross Clothes is saying, and I have the advantage because I heard him explain it so clearly. Wherever the American average would be on a scale of 100, let's say it would be on a left to right scale, let's say 100 is way conservative and zero is way liberal. I don't know how he does the scale. If America would be normally at 70, the leftward bias of the media has actually shifted the views of Americans 20 points to the left. So let's say from 70 to 50, or if you went with 60, it would be 60 to 40. 20 points out of a scale of 100. And what he's saying is that John Q. and Jane Q. America, without their even knowing it, without their being aware of it, their views, after being subjected to the constant drone of the leftward media, they are voting and thinking 20 points to the left of where they naturally, if they were left alone, if they were free of the leftward of the media, 20 points to the left of where they would actually normally be if they actually ran their own lives without that media influence. He says, let me just read a little further here. With left turn, readers can easily calculate their own PQ. Oh, I'm buying this book. I'll let you know what my political quotient is, to decide for themselves if the bias exists. This timely, much needed study brings fact and science to this often overheated debate. Oh my goodness. Oh, okay. Okay. It's not that bad. It is price wise. Oh my gosh. It's $13.49 in paperback. That's good. Hardcover copy is $809. Wow. It must be out of print. It gets a 4.5-star rating. And remember, that includes all the left-wing pukes who on any right-wing book, they always give it a rating of 1 just to hurt the ratings. So if he's got a 4.5-star rating, it means he's got a 5-star rating. In reality, Kindle version is $12. And so I'll order that today, and I'll report back to you on it. Oh, my goodness. Okay, and then now the other professor. So that's that one. The other professor is John Grossclose, or John Ellis. So let me look him up real quickly. Let me go into books here. Wait, I've got him. Just a second. He's over here. I think John Ellis, yes. He is the chairman of the board at the California Association of Scholars in Soquel, that's UC Santa Cruz, California. So, and he said, my new book was published today, The Breakdown of Higher Education, How It Happened, the Damage It Does, and What Can Be Done. This was published by Encounter Books. He has been a professor of German literature for 54 years, 1966 to the present. So he got started as a professor the year after I graduated from high school, Palisades High School, in 65. That's the year Mike Medved, that's the year of, talked about in Medved's book, What Really Happened to the Class of 65, which there's a chapter in which I am there as a John Bircher. Wow. Okay, so let's look at this book of his. Find a link to it. And I've got to share this with you. John Ellis, The Breakdown of Higher Education. I'm assuming Amazon's going to have it. Let's just look. They're quite capable of not having it. John Ellis, Breakdown. Okay, let's go looking for that. And I'll read you a little blurb on this. If I can find it, I'll have it right when we come back from the break. I'll have it for you. Stay tuned.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like they should. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
I've been thinking about our fortune, and I've decided that we're really not to blame for the love that's deep inside us now. The same, and the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon me now. Through your life.
We're back, folks. Right here, I was just ordering these two books, Left Turn by Professor Tim Gross Close of UCLA. That's where I went to school. So small world. And Professor John Ellis, his book, The Breakdown of Higher Education. Let me see. I've got to authenticate something just very quickly here. Let me just authenticate this. And maybe I can do that in just a second here. Okay. Nope, that's the wrong one. Sorry, folks. Well, let me go back to the books. I'll order them during the next break. But you definitely want to have these books. The second book is, let's see, book number one, Left Turn by Tim Gross Close. And the second one is, let me find it, John Ellis's book. And The Breakdown of Higher Education. The Breakdown. And let's see what the blurb says about this book. Here it is. A series of near riots on campuses aimed at silencing guest speakers has exposed the fact that our universities are no longer devoted to the free exchange of ideas in pursuit of truth. But this hostility to free speech is only a symptom of a deeper problem, writes Professor John Ellis. Having watched the deterioration of academia up close for the past 50 years, there's one of the benefits of being old, Ellis locates the core of the problem in a change in the composition of the faculty during this time. Bingo, Dr. Ellis. From mildly left-leaning to almost exclusively leftist. He explains how astonishing historical luck led to the success of a plan first devised by a small group of activists to use college campuses to promote radical politics, and why laws and regulations designed to prevent the politicizing of higher education proved insufficient. Ellis, John Ellis, shows that political motivation is always destructive of higher learning. Even science and technology departments are not immune. The corruption of universities by radical politics also does wider damage to primary and secondary education. There's my son and daughter, and those two. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. This is good stuff.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.